What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 46 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Worthy of Celebration and Commitment. Someone once said, commitment is giving all we know about ourselves to all that we know of God. Celebrating God occurs when we truly perceive who we would be without Him. Our text today is from Psalm 65, verses 1 through 13. Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, the one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Psalm 65 is attributed to David and centers on his worship of God, providing multiple reasons the Lord is worthy of such praise. It's a beautiful hymn that celebrates God's majesty and His providence in nature, underscoring His sovereignty over creation and His personal relationship with humanity. The psalm opens with an invocation of praise. Praise is due to you, O God in Zion, highlighting the actions of the faithful as they prepare to come before God in worship. This first verse sets the tone for the psalm, emphasizing the importance of acknowledging God's greatness and the reverence due Him. It expresses a deep understanding that worship is not only an individual act, but a communal one, as the people of Zion gather to honor their Creator. David continues by acknowledging God's answered prayers, affirming that He responds to the cries of His people. This idea of prayer and God's response is central to our life of faith. God's readiness to listen and to answer is a source of comfort, suggesting a personal relationship with all who seek Him. the image of prayerfulness prepares us for the larger themes of thanksgiving that will follow, establishing a framework in which gratitude is intertwined with the celebration of God's divine presence. Verses 3 and 4 delve into the theme of sin and grace. David reflects on our human frailty and the reality of sin, acknowledging that it creates a barrier between God and us. However, the verse quickly introduces the theme of atonement by stating that God forgives our transgressions. This pairs human weakness with divine grace, illustrating that while we are obviously sinful, God is more than able to forgive and restore us back to Himself. This reveals the intimate nature of our relationship with God, that He would choose to bring a sinner like me near to Him so that I can worship in His presence and experience the blessed joy that comes from true fellowship with Him. David expounds on God's dominion over creation in verses 5 to 8, declaring that God answers with awesome deeds in verse 5. God's works not only signify His mighty acts in nature, but also His mighty deeds throughout history. By expressing the sense of wonder felt when observing God's workings in nature, David invites us to a deeper appreciation of God's omnipotence and His role as Creator. The psalm takes a turn in verses 9 through 11, where the focus shifts to God's provision for the earth. David describes how God visits the earth, waters it, and enriches it, leading to abundant crops and overflowing blessings. This vivid agricultural imagery conveys the abundant blessings God brings, demonstrating His faithfulness in providing all the needs of His creation. Abundantly, in verse 10, reveals the overflowing nature of God's blessings, reinforcing the idea that God truly delights in giving and sustaining life. Verses 12 and 13 paint a pastoral picture of the landscape transformed by God's bounty. The imagery of the meadows, which are clothed with flocks, and the valleys, which are decked with grain, reveals how God always provides more than we need. Here, David emphasizes the results of God's blessing as the earth responds in joyful praise. Therefore, the sights and sounds of nature become a vehicle for worship, showing that all of creation, from the fields to the flocks, join together to glorify God. This interconnectedness between God and His creation underscores the holistic nature of praise, wherein all aspects of life contribute to the chorus of worship. At a deeper level, Psalm 65 invites us to reflect on the relationship between His divine providence and our response of celebration and commitment. Since God is the ultimate source of blessing, we are called to be mindful of this provision. David's words are an implicit call for stewardship and gratitude, commitment and celebration, and encourage us all to respond to God's generosity by giving God His due praise. May this psalm serve as a reminder that worship is not confined to a sanctuary on Sunday, but is intricately connected to the world around us, where every element of creation gives us reasons to give glory to God. Some questions to consider. In what ways can you give God His due praise? How does stopping to notice His creation give us unending reasons to celebrate God's power and goodness? And finally, how does reflective praise lead to a heightened commitment? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.